Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
And the craziness continues here on our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here today. As of now, I'm scheduled to go on Laura Ingraham's show tonight with special guest host Kaylee McEnany. Sometime between 7 and 8. We'll see. The world is crazy. So obviously, we know all things can change. We know that, but we'll see. In the meantime, the big story of the hour is brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today. He's the man. He's the best at what he does. There's simply no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria. So two Pennsylvanians have made national news regarding President Trump, the military, everything else. One of them is Governor Josh Shapiro, and one of them is Senator John Fetterman. Now, it's important to note, I tweeted out the other day when John Fetterman put out his statement saying, listen, these are our sons and daughters, our volunteers, the military parade. You know, everybody's freaking out about this. And Fetterman's point, I think, was absolutely correct on this. We have a volunteer army. That's why all these people comparing it to North Korea sounds so silly, because you don't have a choice but to be in the North Korean military. And yeah, it is a salute to the leader. It's not a situation where you're actually celebrating the success of the army keeping the people free, which is what our army has done. It's kept us free. Unlike North Korea, where their army oppresses their people, our army has kept us free for 250 years. Fighting wars and defeating fascism and Nazism and communism and the isms that destroy us. This was not a parade for dear leader Donald Trump, as much as the left likes it to make it be. And I give Fetterman credit for saying as much. Senator John Fetterman came out as firmly pro-parade. Isn't it amazing you got to be pro-parade or anti-parade? Like, we live in the dumbest time ever where you got to be either pro-parade or anti-parade. It's like, which side of the parade are you on? Most people we used to just love parades. And we loved parades at one point. They're fun. There's candy. Jugglers. The left loves a good pride parade, but not when it comes to pride in the American military. That's the bottom line. Fetterman shared a post from the Army's official account showing the parade in real time and added the following caption. This parade is comprised of our sons, daughters, mothers, and fathers, the very best of us, regardless of your politics. It's appropriate to celebrate the 250 years of sacrifice, dedication, and service. And he added an American flag emoji after that. So my tweet, which the Daily Wire posted in their article about this, thanks guys. I said he's so getting kicked out of the Democrat Party. Now you have a lot of people who are idiots who are out there saying things from the geniuses on The View to everything else who are all coming out and saying, well, you know, this parade was about Dear Leader. This parade was about North Korea. We're basically North Korea. NBC portraying it like a North Korea and Russia-like spectacle. No surprise there whatsoever. This is from our friends at the Media Research Center. We talked a little bit about this earlier, but it's worth playing here.
7,000 soldiers, 150 army vehicles, and more than 60 aircraft. Expected to draw thousands of visitors and the potential for protests.
Barriers are a big part of protection here, from concrete bollards to anti-scale fencing. 18.5 miles of this is going up around key parts of the city. The spectacle is also a source of controversy. The cost, up to $45 million. Lawmakers of both parties bristled.
I'm most disturbed by the extravagance.
Everybody else in the jungle knows, and we're aligned. I would save the money.
The optics at issue two for an American democracy. Military pageantry like this, typically seen in places like North Korea and Russia.
I'm worried about the image that it isn't necessarily the best image to show.
A show of force in a peacetime setting, generating a very American sense of skepticism and celebration.
Oh my gosh. Like North Korea and China. North Korea and Russia. Now, I mean, you know, I love Senator Rand Paul. I do. I disagree with him here. I don't think celebrating our military, saying thank you to them, celebrating them is a big deal. I don't. We're not having the military then go into people's homes and destroying the Third Amendment and saying, well, now the soldiers have to sleep with you. So I don't mind that. I mean, the president was inspired after he went and witnessed the Bastille Day parade in France. And certainly the French aren't conquering anybody anytime soon. So, I mean, it's a little overblown, the criticism of it, including obviously what the what Sarah Haynes on The View and Joy Behar, of course, that champ, the Trump's birthday.
But I don't understand this. I can't be the only one. When I think of military parades, I think of Russia, I think of North Korea. I have these visuals of people saluting and doing things, and that's just not what I think of when I think of the U.S. And Senator Rand Paul said we were always different than these images, and we were proud not to be that. And then you also think about the conversations about cutting waste, and here you've got, like, how much is this going to cost? $40 million.
On the low end,
yeah.
On the low end, up to
who
45
thinks,
million.
Like, yeah. Okay, let's cut like all the aid and the school lunches and all the good stuff, but let's throw a parade that harkens World War II propaganda and just throw the money that way. I can't keep up.
World War II propaganda, we had a gigantic celebration in Times Square after we defeated Europe. There's even a guy who kissed a woman.
Visual.
You can't show that anymore because it's triggering to people, apparently, or something. I don't get it. I mean, look, if you want to talk about the cost, okay, fine. Here's a criticism of the parade. Ready? Most of the biggest funders were the military-industrial complex. There's your criticism of the parade. Most of the funders were from the big military contractors that all get money, and that's what happens. But I have a little secret. Like, for example, there's an event coming up soon, and all the sponsors are insurance firms. It's a golf outing to raise money for kids. I don't want to say the organization, but it's all insurance people. Literally, this agency, that agency, that agency, that. You know why? Because they all do business in that space, as it's called. So every nonprofit out there winds up getting money from the groups that work in that industry. So, you know, if there's a charity thing for a hospital, guess who most of the sponsors are? Right. People that's pharmaceutical companies and medical device companies and rehab centers and I know. It's crazy. So, if you want to have a criticism, you can have a legitimate criticism to say that the military-industrial complex paid for the parade. But to that, then every time you see a charity golf outing, a charity event, look at the sponsors and realize that all those people who are sponsoring that aren't doing it necessarily out of the goodness of their heart, though many of them are, but maybe also because maybe, they're making money in that area and they want their name associated with it. And also because of the networking it's involved in these things, because it's not just simply the golf outing, but it's also after that, it's the cocktail hour, it's the dinner, it's the auction, it's the hobnobbing and the whatnot that happens with these things. So it's not really that big of a freaking deal. If you honestly believe it's not the end of the world. It's just not. It's a parade. And yet I've never heard a single lefty come out and go, you know, those pride parades. I mean, glorifying all this pride as all these corporations fly their rainbow flags. It's such a shameless pandering move. But Governor Josh Shapiro now, he's come out and made it clear. The National Guard in PA is under my control. My control. I am in charge. I am the commander in chief of the Pennsylvania National Guard. Until you're not, by the way. Until you're not. Listen to this.
I think it is dangerous when military personnel are used for domestic law enforcement purposes. And in some instances, it could violate the doctrine of posse comitatus, which was established to ensure that military is...
Oh, I saw that episode on the West Wing. I loved it. It was great.
...not engaged in law enforcement activities in our communities. The National Guard here in Pennsylvania is under my command. I'm the commander-in-chief.
Ooh, tough guy.
And I have deployed the Guard for domestic issues here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Think like after a terrible weather incident or something like that. I've also deployed our Guard as part of a federal mission. We've deployed Pennsylvania Guards people to the border, the southern border of the United States as part of the mission there. If the Guard is going to be federalized, we have a legal process in place where the President of the United States has to consult with the Commander-in-Chief of the Guard, in this case, the Governor, and seek his or her approval first.
But then if you don't get the approval, like the time that they had to send in the National Guard to escort young children who are black into a public school because the racist Democrat segregationist governor said no, well, then you override them. That's how that works. That's what you do. If the president, who has an obligation to create and maintain law and order, doesn't get the approval from a lawless, reckless governor, well, then you federalize the Guard because he's the commander in chief of the military. The Guard falls under that. That's how that works. That's how we maintain a country and we don't have a civil war. Because if you're concerned about a civil war, the civil war would be if the president, who's the commander in chief under the Constitution, says, I'm federalizing the Guard. The governor says no. And then now the Guard gets confused and doesn't know what to do. They side with the governor. Now the president has to send in the army. And now you've got what you would call a potential civil war, right? Literally. So it's a stupid argument to make that the governor is the supreme commander. I love how all these Democrats are, you know, talking about supreme leaders like in North Korea. Governors are not. They are until they aren't the commander in chief of their National Guard, until it's no longer the National Guard. And now it's in federal service under the commander in chief of the president of the United States, the person in the Constitution. It's not the president shall be the commander in chief. Oh, and also some governors, too. Not how that works.
The President of the United States did not do that here. And I think because he went around the governor, he created some real dangers. He brought people into a situation that maybe were not trained the way local law enforcement would be, created chaos in our communities, and query whether that had any effect on tamping down the protests or whether law enforcement on the ground were really the ones who did it because they were properly trained. Here in Pennsylvania, we have no tolerance for violence. I take very seriously my responsibility as Commander-in-Chief of the Pennsylvania Guard and my role leading the Pennsylvania State Police as well.
Right, now nobody's arguing with you about the State Police. But the State Police can't stop the National Guard from doing their job. And that's the other part about this that I think is really important to note. All right, which is that the President of the United States of America deals with the military. And yeah, the governor deals with the State Police. So the president is not going to get in the way of him doing his State Police duties. But if the State Police try to get in the way of the feds and you have a conflict, then you also have what is known as a civil war. And nobody wants that. So part of the responsibility of the American people when they elect a president is to elect a commander in chief. Like, for example, Joe Biden had no brain. His brain was literally melt. It had mushed. There was no brain left. And yeah, right. Exactly. That's part of the thing. They hid that, and the American people didn't know that their president, the commander-in-chief of the military, his mind was freaking mush. And so that's another reason why we have a huge, huge scandal that's going on right now in our country, because the president was not capable of making the kind of decisions that a commander-in-chief is supposed to make. Listen, I'm no fan of, like, the military running the place, but that's not what a parade is. And the military, when it was over, went back to doing their military things. They didn't then remain in place and start ordering people around and arresting them. And it's just a parade. And the National Guard will stay there. If there's no chaos, then you don't need the National Guard. But boy, what an opportunity this is for these Democrats, huh? Including the LoveGov Andrew Cuomo. Even the LoveGov Andrew Cuomo loves the idea that these federal troops are creating chaos. Not the people, not the ones who are actually blowing up police cars and throwing mostly peaceful Molotov cocktails, but actually the people who are sending in the federal troops. They're the ones creating the chaos.
Short answer, no. And let's remember how extraordinary these issues, what's happening in L.A. This is the exact reverse of what normally happens. Normally, it's the local government that makes the decision on how to handle an emergency and calls on the federal government. So a mayor or governor would call on the federal government and say, I need help. Please send the National Guard or please send in additional federal help. I don't believe there's been a time where the president has sent in federal troops. You'd have to go back to like the 60s and President Johnson.
Right. And that's why they did it in the 60s, because they had to, because you had governors who wouldn't. That's the whole point. And the 50s, because you had governors who wouldn't comply with federal law. And that's why they had to do these things. But just because the last time you got to do it was the 60s doesn't mean that it's not okay to do now. This is so dumb. Just stop with blowing up police cars and blocking traffic and setting things on fire, and you won't have to worry about the National Guard. And the National Guard is not causing these things. It's the people who are on the streets who are causing these things. Can we please get that through our freaking heads? The sight of National Guard does not cause someone to then become violent. If that was the case, then everybody watching the parade, even on television, would have been inflicted with the rage virus and then would have went out there and started blowing things up. Oh my God, look, it's the military. Let's blow things up. We're not glorifying the military by having a parade. We're thanking the military. We're inspiring people. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. To celebrate the fact that for 250 years, people have put their life on the line to keep our country safe and to keep the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence as the law of the land. I mean, that doesn't happen unless you have a volunteer military. And yeah, we've had a couple times where we've had the draft, but this is right now, in this moment, a all-volunteer military. And there's nothing wrong and everything right with just saying, thank you. Volunteer military. Thank you. Thank you very much. but more the love gov.
And Wallace, right? That's how far you have to go back. So this is Trump being Trump. This is Trump on this right. issue of immigration. I'm muscle. It's law and order. These cities, these Democrats, they're filled with illegals. And I'm going to come in and I'm going to come in hot and heavy. He started in L.A. It will happen in New York. It will happen. He knows the formula, right? It happened in New Jersey.
Is this formula to go after you? I mean, this is a
his formula is to create.
Wait a second. In New Jersey, you had Democrats storm an ICE facility trying to get arrested and trying to get attention for themselves. That's what you had in New Jersey. You have Representative LaMonica McIver, who's now facing federal charges. You have the mayor of Newark, who was arrested, and they dropped the charges. And he was so bummed because then he lost the primary to kooky Mikey Sherrill. And kooky Mikey Sherrill, who was also, by the way, making news about how dangerous Trump's America is. It's so dangerous, Trump's America. Oh, my gosh. Mikey Sherrill, member of Congress, Democrat, now the Democrat nominee for governor of New Jersey. Trump's America is truly dangerous, on a dangerous path. We're all going to die.
That this is a very, very dangerous path we're on right now. If people have not realized it already, it's time to wake up and do something about it. And I can tell you what we saw in New Jersey with the record level of turnout in the Democratic primary shows that people are ready to fight this fight.
I mean, respectfully, I think the base of the Democratic Party and many who associate themselves with the pro-democracy movement has felt very awake since the morning after Election Day. And they've been eager to see Democratic leaders match their intensity and their appetite to fight what feels like the ripping up of the fabric of our country, something that isn't just Republican in nature, but autocratic. In nature. Do you feel like this is a tipping point for Democratic leaders to join voters and pro-democracy activists in their desire to fight harder for democratic ideals in America?
Nicole, look, I'm running for governor of New Jersey because that is where I think the fight is. That is where I think we need to lead because it's one of only two states in the entire nation where we have a statewide election going on. It's why I've been meeting with thousands of people across the state. And I can tell you, I don't think it needs to wake up. I think people need to realize that this is a very, very dangerous path we're on right now. If people have not realized it already, it's time to wake up and do something about it. And I can tell you what we saw in New Jersey.
Let me tell you something. If this is going to be her campaign, if this is going to be the focus of her campaign, which is Trump bad, Trump mean, Trump dangerous, Trump demagogue, Jack Ciarelli's going to win. Jack Ciarelli is going to win. Oh, by the way, I got a polling memo today from their campaign. I mean, nothing like super secret. Ciarelli for New Jersey governor campaign's first internal polling memo for the general election campaign. Three key takeaways. One, the race begins within the margin of error. Jack Ciarelli, 42, versus Democrat Mikey Sherrill, 45. And New Jersey voters overwhelmingly believe the state is on the wrong track under one-party Democrat rule. 54% think it's on the wrong track. This is a change election in New Jersey. Remember something, too. The polls had Biden beating Trump, but overwhelmingly they said America was on the wrong track. And what did I tell you back then? I said that means Trump's going to win because people lie. People lie all the time about who they're going to vote for, but they don't lie about things like the state's on the wrong track. They don't lie about those things or the country's on the wrong track. And if you think the country's on the wrong track, then you're voting for change. You may tell a pollster you're voting for Biden. You may tell a pollster you're voting for Mikey Sherrill. But then when they ask you the truth, because people lie about who they're going to vote for, but they never lie about their feelings. That is one of my strong Zeoli axioms. Then you tell them the truth. And the truth is, well, I think this place stinks. So then why are you going to vote for the Democrat? If the Democrats have been running everything, why are you going to vote for the incumbent? Why are you going to vote for the incumbent party? Republican Ciarelli leads Sherrill by a whopping 72% to 14% margin among those wrong track voters and an even stronger 87% to 6% among voters who want a governor who will shake up Trenton. Chitarelli is the change candidate, and Cheryl is the status quo. Mikey Cheryl tripling her net worth in Congress via millions of dollars in stock trades for which she broke federal law and was fined is a major issue with key groups that will have a big say in deciding the election. Her disastrous Breakfast Club interview is already being featured on a Chitarelli campaign website and web ads detailing news reports on the issue. And we've shared some of that with you before, but the whole Mikey made millions campaign attack against her, which I think is huge. I think it's a really great hit because people can't stand the political greed. This is that ad that they're talking about.
As a member of Congress, Mikey Cheryl made millions in the stock market.
You made millions on the stock market, tripling your net worth while you were in Congress and you were fined for unreported trades. What do you say to that?
Trading hundreds of stocks.
We don't trade individual stocks.
Tripling her net worth.
I think we made money.
And while Cheryl got filthy rich, she didn't play by the rules.
It's not as if I go sit on the House Armed Services Committee and suddenly I'm trading Boeing.
Mikey Cheryl, rich on stocks, broke on FX.
I don't want anybody to think that I'm somehow enriching myself, because I think people have really low faith in government right now.
You think? MikeyMadeMillions.com. All right. What we're going to do, we got more to do, but so we'll take a quick break. I just want to remind you this Friday, we'll be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. This coming Friday, June 20th, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I want to see you there. Okay. I want you to be there. It's going to be fun. These live shows are always a blast. We have a great time. It's so much fun and you don't want to miss it. Now, I've been asked a couple questions. Rich, do I need a ticket? No, the show is free. You don't need a ticket. You just show up to the Grand Hotel of Cape May and you stay for as long or as little as you like. The bar will be open. And trust me, the Zioli Army likes to enjoy that bar. Makes me proud. All right. So that's Friday, June 20th, Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. This Friday, I'll see you there. Coming right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And guess who's making national attention right now? John Fetterman. Why? Because John Fetterman came out in support of the American military parade. The fact that that gives you attention as a Democrat, that you say, oh, I support having a parade for our military and recognizing the military and all the volunteers, the men, the women, the moms and dads and sons and daughters who comprise our all-volunteer military, is pretty remarkable. It's amazing to me, though, how many people on the left kept comparing it to North Korea and Russia. Like North Korea and Russia, their militaries exist. Well, more so North Korea nowadays, but to keep the people imprisoned, to keep the people oppressed, whereas our military exists to keep us free. And celebrating the 250th birthday of the United States Army, which has kept us free for 250 years, that's something everybody should celebrate and get behind. The fact that Fetterman says it and then gets all this national news says a lot. But why is he saying this? It's like everything else Fetterman's saying. The new thing today is now he's going after his party and saying that they're all extremists and that the Democrat Party has changed. John Fetterman has not changed. And let me just tell you, that's a bunch of BS. Because John Fetterman has changed, because at one point he did run as a Bernie Sanders candidate. That was his whole thing. He was going to be Bernie Sanders for Pennsylvania. But he saw that Pennsylvania changed, and now he's changing. Because he could never get elected by being Bernie Sanders in a state that Trump crushed it, including the fact that every single working person in the state of Pennsylvania, who John Fetterman was chasing for years, the steel workers, the dock workers, the union guys, the truck drivers, the cops, they're all with Trump. So Fetterman always pretended his whole shtick, you know, was he's this blue collar guy. He's out there with the union people and he's with the steel guys. And well, guess what? They're all with Trump now. Democrat Party's not. They're the resistance. I saw a story just before I was coming on the air today from our friends at Delaware Valley Journal, how Chrissy Houlihan, of course, who presents herself as the great moderate, is condemning Trump again, and America's at its worst place, and this is the worst president we've ever had since Trump. Aha, very funny, charming, very cute. So the Democrats are all doing that whole resistance thing. Fetterman knows it's not going to play in Pennsylvania. And here's the thing with him. He fools people, you know, with the shorts and the hoodie thing. It's like that's his act. That's the way he fools you. But behind every great performer is a smart person, and he's a smart guy. He's Harvard educated, comes from money. He's no dummy. You don't become a United States senator, win all these elected offices without being malleable and adaptable and able to sense the political winds and how they're shifting and then change accordingly. And that's exactly what John Fetterman is doing and what he's been doing and what he's going to continue to do. And he's not the only one. In New York City, the love gov, Andrew Cuomo, the nursing home killer, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez attacking him over the weekend and today, saying if he wins mayor, he will run for president. And they need to stop him now. They need to stop him now because he's going to go all the way to the White House. She doesn't want that. And he's another one. He's going to pretend to be this big moderate. You're going to see the same thing. Obviously, you're watching it with Newsom. Although Newsom, nobody believes him. See, like with Fetterman, they kind of buy his shtick because of the shorts and the hoodie. It's like the whole thing where they're like, oh, this guy's like a regular guy. Look at him. He's a goofball. No, that's the act. That's the MacGuffin to keep the story going. But the truth is that John Fetterman is still just a Democrat. And at one point was unarguably one of the most progressive Democrats in the entire country. And I don't believe that he had a stroke and his brain just healed and now that he sees things differently. I think he just looks at the election results and sees those. But Cuomo sees him too. That's why Cuomo's going to change. That's why Newsom is trying, although everybody knows what a slime ball he is. And he can't fake it and get away with it the way Fetterman can. Because he doesn't wear the baggy pants and everything. He looks too slick. He's too good looking. He's too handsome. You know, I mean, the hair's too perfect and everything like that. So that doesn't work for him. But every Democrat is going to try to do this. What they're all going to try to do is the whole Bill Clinton 1992 playbook. And that is that I'm a different kind of Democrat. I've seen how my party's gone nuts. And I'm different. And you can trust me. And you can believe me. And they're all going to play that playbook. But problem for them is they still have a base that is full of kooks. So how do you win a primary if your base is full of kooks? Well, the answer is very simple. You don't have to worry about that in the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party does not allow their base to choose their candidates. The Democrat Party chooses for you. The Democrat Party chooses for them, I should say. It does not allow the party base to choose. Well, we know that. We saw that how they stopped Bernie Sanders in 2016 and 2020, and they kept Joe Biden in the race, even though he was a corpse. And we also saw how they just did not give everybody a chance. They just said, Kamala Harris is your candidate. Here you go. Enjoy. Good luck. Good luck with that. So that's how they're going to do it again in 2028. They're going to find somebody who they think is reasonable, and then they're going to pretend like that person is electable, and then the Democrat base is going to be angry, and the Democrat base is going to say, we're out. But they don't care because they've never cared about the base of their own party. And the Democrat Party base sees that. And that's why they think their party elites are a bunch of kings. What they should have done this weekend, actually, was have their No Kings rally against their own leadership and their own elite establishment. So that's what I'm saying. I think that it's very obvious that that is the case with them. They decide for the peasants of the party. The peasants of the party, meaning the grassroots. And so the grassroots is nuts, and the elites don't care, but then do the grassroots show up in 2028? Either way, the party's got a huge problem. It's got a major, major problem. And it's something that they're not going to be able to overcome anytime soon. But it's fun watching this Democrat Civil War take place. It's fun to me to listen to, and this is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see Dr. Mike today for your perfect smile. Vanaria, VeneriaDental.com, Cinnaminson and Woodbury right over the bridge. The Democrat Civil War is glorious to watch. It really is. It's adorable. It's hysterical. To have AOC attacking Andrew Cuomo, to have all these Democrats out there calling on John Fetterman to resign, saying that he's not mentally competent to do the job and he needs to go, is also adorable and hilarious to watch. It's hysterical. Meanwhile, the president continues to be popular among his base. The president continues to slash and gut regulations, something we'll talk to the EPA administrator about. Oh, and by the way, if you haven't noticed, the American people, they're happy about things like, celebrating the military. There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's a good thing. We should celebrate our military. Why not? They didn't come and take over your home. They didn't tear up the Third Amendment, and now you got a quarter. Like the troops, they got to live in your house. No, they did a parade. The only kind of parade the left likes, though, are the ones with rainbow flags, drag queens, you know, twerking in front of your kids. But most people like parades. And July 4th, they usually have parades that feature military in some capacity or another. And that's also something people in this country who are normal people like. They don't mind that either. Same thing if they do something on Memorial Day and they feature the military, or if they do something on Veterans Day and they feature the military. Normal functioning people with a normal functioning brain, they all agree with those things and they like those things and it makes them very, very happy. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The Democrats are just on the wrong side of every issue. As far as Iran goes, Israel, where all this goes from here, anybody's guess. Nobody knows, obviously, what's going to happen. The Israel trip that I was going to go on is not happening. I wasn't going to go anyway, but it's not happening. So that email went out yesterday. I'm sure a lot of people are very concerned about what's happening over there in terms of their future travel plans. But you're dealing with Iran is nuts, but they don't have a nuclear missile. They don't have a nuclear weapon. The president is hoping that this comes to an end very, very soon. And I can see why.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But let's jump in and welcome here to the Rich Zeoli Show, the United States Administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency, Lee Zeldin, a frequent guest on the show during the election, and now he's the man. Mr. Administrator, how are you today?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you.
It's great to have you on the show. I got to tell you, really super proud of you for all the work you're doing with the deregulations and slashing that agency. The EPA has been a nightmare for so many people, probably the biggest nightmare of all the agencies. So hat tip to you on that.
Hey, thanks. We inherited a big mess from the Biden administration, but we have a good team, a lot of bandwidth to do everything at once. And we'll have more deregulation done in 1 year than entire federal governments across all agencies across entire presidencies. That's how much of a mess we inherited. And that means the cost of living goes down. It's easier to be able to afford to survive here in the U.S. while we're doing it. As you pointed out, we're also fixing the agency operationally, and our operating budget is about $10 billion a year. In my first 100 days, I had already canceled over $22 billion worth of grants, so over twice the size of our operating budget. So we're firing on all cylinders, and we're doing it all at once. We're not pacing ourselves.
Good. Excellent. I'm glad to hear that because this is what needs to happen, and it absolutely does. Talk to me about the One Big Beautiful Bill and how that will help you accomplish your goals of slashing these regulations.
Well, everyone is talking a lot, as they should, about all of the benefits from the tax cut front and the consequences if this bill doesn't pass, where taxes go up. There's also been coverage as it relates to securing our country, improving border security, strengthening interior enforcement. But as it relates to energy and the environment, this is also legislation that goes after billions of dollars of tax dollars that were dedicated to the Green New Scam, reversing Biden's EV mandates and promoting consumer choice, refilling the strategic petroleum reserve, which is important, advancing new leases for oil and gas to tap into a domestic energy supply and help unleash energy dominance. So these are all examples of what might be lesser covered, and it all is part of the one big beautiful bill, which has passed the House. We have to get over the Senate to the president for a signature.
Good. Excellent. Big news last week out of California, obviously, killing the Gavin Newsom's ridiculous mandate on these EVs. It was something similar that we're dealing with in New Jersey, obviously, with the governor there. But you were able to accomplish this, and this is great, but it also, Administrator Zeldin, goes to a point about the EPA problematically, which so many of us have had. I know you've had this problem. You've expressed this in so many times, which is that they just write rules. They promulgate rules under the guise of them being, you know, these rules, but they have the power of law. They are law. And then they wind up, Congress doesn't vote for them, but they mandate all these things. You've been able to completely undo that. How are you able to do it?
Yeah, it's a great point. On March 12th, I announced what would amount to the largest deregulatory action in the agency's history. Over 30 actions were announced on March 12th. You referenced just now what the president signed last week, which was a really big deal. It was three Congressional Review Act resolutions. So it passed the House and the Senate to eliminate the Biden EPA waiver that was given to California that allowed them to advance their tailpipe emissions, to work towards getting rid of the combustible engine, to enact a 100% electric vehicle mandate that a bunch of other states had signed up to. So when the Trump administration comes in at the beginning of 2025, what I did was send those three Biden EPA waivers to Congress. Congress then can consider them as rules, and under the Congressional Review Act, acting within 60 session calendar days, they were able to pass their resolution to get rid of those EPA waivers, which the president signed last week. And we should have the entire country on one standard. It's important for people to be able to afford their own vehicle. It's important to protect and bring back American auto jobs, and it promotes consumer choice and consumer freedom. Even in California, where they're trying to move towards this 100% electric vehicle mandate, a very large majority of their residents don't want to drive an electric vehicle. And our thought is, if you want to drive an electric vehicle, go drive an electric vehicle. Sure. If you want to go buy a gas-powered vehicle, go buy a gas-powered vehicle. But the government shouldn't be mandating an electric vehicle for all.
No, absolutely not. And and by doing so, they force the automobile industry to adjust their manufacturing. And you had cars sitting on lots, and they weren't allowed to build gas-powered cars. And it was a mess what the EPA did there. And again, not an act of Congress. It was something that they just put in through rules, which you are now reversing, thankfully. Lee Zeldin's here, the administrator for the United States EPA. It's great to have him on the show. You have a proposal to repeal the Biden-era EPA regulation on power plants. And now I can tell you, New Jersey, this is a big deal for our listening region, because the idiot governor there, he shut down all these coal-powered fire plants. Now New Jersey has to bring in all their energy from out of state. Energy rates are spiking in June. They're going to spike again in September. So how can you help us with this?
We need more baseload power, not less. And as you know, I come from the neighboring state. Yep. Of New York, where they ban gas hookups on new construction. They won't allow the safe extraction of natural gas. They're not approving new pipelines, gas-powered vehicles. They have these climate goals, these years they're trying to hit these standards that they will not hit, but in trying to, they will cause extreme economic pain to the people who can least afford it. And they would say that wind, an intermittent source, is somehow a substitute for baseload power. It's not. So we have to be smart about energy policy. We need more of it, not less. We're going to do our part here at EPA to reverse that damage of the Biden EPA, where they were trying to strangulate industries out of existence, forms of baseload power out of existence, which causes people to lose jobs, less access to energy, ends up costing more to be able to power your home or your car. So we just want to be smart. We choose both protecting the environment and growing the economy. We choose both. It was a binary choice with the Biden EPA where they decide to strangulate the economy. And we're not playing along.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, really good for you. You're fighting back. Your state of New York, where you come from, they have a moratorium on natural gas. That's ridiculous to me. And it's something that we have to be very grateful here in Pennsylvania that President Trump won and put you in charge of the EPA. Otherwise, we'd be watching the same exact stuff play out.
Yeah, you know, what you see inside of these state capitals in blue states like New York and California is a pretty darn good clue as to what they want to bring to Washington if they had the power to. And now we don't have to go through a hypothetical like during the November 2020 campaign. What if Joe Biden ends up becoming president? What kind of policies would he institute? And then, you know, we're putting out there what we believe would happen. Now we can look back on the last 4 years at what actually happened. And the contrast, President Trump's message of unleashing energy dominance, of making America the AI capital of the world, of advancing cooperative federalism and permanent, has spoken about along the way now is, you know, not in a vacuum based on hypothetical of what might happen if the other side was in charge. We saw it. We saw what kind of damage it did. And the American public fortunately chose wisely last November.
Well, I want to give you a serious round of applause for your work in deregulation and your work in taking an agency that was a monster, that was targeting businesses and targeting American workers, and what was so disastrous to the American economy that we were all rooting when Chevron came around to try to rein it in. But now we're rooting that you're there to actually be able to rein it in. So I congratulate you on that. Keep up the good work. I mean this sincerely. Like, you're doing a kick-ass job. So follow him on X at Lee Zeldin, and please also on X at EPA Lee Zeldin as well. Administrator, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for making time for us today in Philadelphia.
Of course. Great to be with you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.